我们同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
主啊，我们向你俯伏敬拜。
Lord, we bow down and worship you.
因为你一直以来都按照你的信实来引领你所买赎的众人。
Because you continue to lead us who you redeem.
你没有忘记你给人的应许。
And you did not forget your promise you have made.
你按照你创世以前所定规的，到今天还是显明那荣耀的作为。
According to what you have established before the foundation of the world, you continue to manifest your deeds.
主啊，我们向你低头敬拜。
But we bow down and worship you.
在今天晚上，我们再次来寻求要见你的面的时候。
Tonight, when we once again seek your face,
我们深信你一定不会向寻找你的人隐藏。
We trust that you will not hide from those who seek after you.
你要明显地向我们说话。
You will clearly speak to us.
我们都在这里等候你。
We'll wait upon you here.
主啊，你给我们看到你过去如何地做工在你所拣选的人的身上。
Lord, you have let us see how you have acted upon the ones that you have chosen. 你也同样
的在现今做工，在仰望等候你的人的身上。
And you do the same things for those who have waited upon you nowadays.
主，所以我们都在这里仰望你。
So Lord, we look upon you.
主，但愿你把你心里的话向我们解开。
May you open up your words to us.
也叫我们灵里面是开通的。
So that our spirits are open also.
与你中间没有任何的间隔。
So there's no hindrance between us.
你就自由地做工在我们的里面。
So you can work freely within us.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look upon you.
主，纪念晚上我们这一点的聚集。
Lord, may you remember a gathering tonight.
谢谢你，因为你是我们的主。
Thank you, Lord, because you are Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.我们前一阵子读了耶利米书的时候，读到耶利米说出神给人一个带领。
When we were reading the book of Jeremiah, we were talking about how God was leading men.
他要与人立一个新约。
He wished to establish a new covenant with men.
来代替旧约。
To take the place of the old covenant.
那是在耶利米书三十一章里边所提到的。
And that was recorded in Jeremiah 31.
当那里说到他要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约的时候。
And he talked about how he wanted to establish a new covenant with the people of Judah.
也略略地提到了那个新约和旧约的区别是怎么样。
And it talked about lightly what the differences are between the old and the new covenant.
我们实在感谢神。
And did we thank the Lord?
因为看到我们今天在新约里边的人所承受的那一份祝福不是偶然。
Because we see that we who are in the new covenant, the blessings that we have received is not a coincidence.
而是神有他的永远的旨意在安排。
But it's the arrangement of God's eternal will.
那这次在香港，我和基督学房的弟兄姊妹们一点的交通。
So this time when I was in Hong Kong and I was fellowshipping with some brothers.
也就是围绕着神与人立约的这一方面来在神面前有所等候。
And we wait upon the Lord around about the subjects on how the Lord wished to establish covenant with people.
在和他们交通完毕了以后。
And after a fellowship with them.
有一些弟兄姊妹们就提出了好些个问题。
And some brothers and sisters raised some questions.
那些问题是很有意思。
And those are very interesting questions.
不单是他们的问题。
It's not only their questions.
也是很普遍的，是神儿女们常常会碰到的问题。
And these are some general questions that were encountered by the children of God.
也是他们常常要发出的问题。
And these are some of the questions that are raised often.
我后来回来以后。
And after I came back.
我就想到。
And I thought,
那些问题我也该和弟兄姊妹们交通一下。
That I should be fellowshipping with brothers and sisters upon these questions.
因为在香港的时候只是个别和他们谈这些问题。
Because when I was in Hong Kong, I talked to them individually.
那现在正 我在这里和弟兄姊妹交通的时候
So when I'm fellowshipping with brothers and sisters here
我们所留下的记录也可以供应给他们
That what we can, what we can record, we can share with them
所以今天晚上我就不准备跟着耶利米书我们一直读下来的那那一个部分接上去
So tonight I'm not going to talk about the book of Jeremiah in this order
但确实交通与耶利米书所提出的问题有关系的
But I will
我们详细的一点看
But we will share in detail some questions that related to the book of Jeremiah
因为耶利米书那里提到神要与人另立新约的时候
Because in the book of Jeremiah it mentions that God would want to establish a new covenant with people
他就提到他把律法不再放在石板上。
It mentioned that he would not, God would not put the covenant on the stone blocks.
而是放在人的肉心上。
But he would put the covenant in people's hearts.
那这是怎么回事呢
？And what is this matter?
那我们读新约圣经的时候就比较。领会的清楚一点了。
We can understand more clearly when we read the New Testament.
一面我们是从恩膏的教训这一个事实上面认识了这一个新约的内容。
On one hand, we can understand the content of the New Covenant in the teaching of the anointing.
另一面又从让基督的平安做主的这一方面来明白。整个事实的真相。
And we can also understand the truth by understanding the peace of Christ ruling in our hearts.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
恩膏的教训是约翰所用的词。
The teaching of the anointing is used by John.
保罗没有用过这个词。
Paul has never used this phrase.
但是保罗却是多处的提到恩膏教训的事实。
But Paul has mentioned many times about the anointing of the teaching of the anointing.
到末了的时候，他就用基督的平安做主来指出了这一个事实。
And at the end, he used the phrase, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts."
我们实在感谢神了。
We thank God.
因为他把他的律法放在人的里面。
Because he put his laws in within man.
让人在跟随主。学习侍奉主寻求认识主都从里面做开始
So that when man learns how to follow God and serve him we will learn from within
而我们从前也提到罗马书上所第二章所说过的话
And we have mentioned before the words in Romans chapter 2
里面做的才是
What's from inside it's the real thing
外面做的不是
What's without is not true
外面做犹太人不是犹太人
To be a Jew from without is not the true Jew
只有里面做犹太人的才是犹太人
But a true Jew is the one who's a Jew in within
外面的隔离也不是隔离
And circumcision without is not real circumcision
隔离也是里面的
And circumcision is from within
那这个我究竟怎么去领会
And how can we understand this?
这个就是那个新约很基本的内容
This is the foundation of the New Testament
但是我们怎么去领会呢
But how can we understand it?
怎么去操练呢
How can we practice it?
我们感谢我们的神
We thank our God
因为圣经里面一提到这一方面的事的时候
Because when the Bible mentioned these things
总是非常清楚给我们提到一件事
It's very clearly, it points out one thing
在乎灵不在乎仪文
It's about the spirit, not about the laws
不在乎字句只在乎经意
Not about the words, but the spirit
那弟兄说究竟这是怎么回事呢
And brothers said, what does that mean?
我们感谢神
We thank God
因为从哥林多后书第四章上面我们看到一些问题来
Because we see some question arises from 2 Corinthians chapter 4
但保罗在那里说到我们承担这新约的知识不是凭着字句乃是凭着灵
Paul mentioned that we take up the ministry of the New Testament it's not about the words but the spirit of the words
那这个灵是什么呢
And what is the spirit?
就在同一章里面
In the same chapter
主的话就很清楚地指出了
The Lord's words clearly is explained
主就是那灵
Our Lord is a spirit.
主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Wherever the spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那从这些话的里边，给我们能体会到新约里边的那个很那个特殊的性质。
From these words, we can understand the special meaning in the Old Testament, in the New Testament.
那主的话怎么是灵，怎么是生命呢？这又是从约翰福音里边我们常常听到人讲的。
How can the words of the Lord be life and spirit? This is also from the book of John.
啊，因为主自己在那里说，我的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because the Lord Himself says, My words are the spirit and life.
那究竟是怎么回事呢？
And what does that mean?
如果我们不够领会那个新约的特质。特性的话，我们就很难领会这一个，只有把这个弄得很抽象。
If we cannot understand the characteristics of the New Testament, we cannot understand this and it will be very abstract to us.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他让我们认识新约。他让我们认识新约。
He let us understand the New Testament, a new covenant.
我们就知道了，原来新约的一切不是从外面。来表达。
So we understand the content of the New Testament is not from without.
都是从里面来开始。
It starts from within.
那既然从里面来开始。
So it starts from within.
那这个里面开始是怎么回事呢？
And how does it start from within?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主说到他就是那灵。
The Lord says that he is the spirit.
那主的灵在哪里？
Wherever his spirit is,
哪里就得以自由。
There's freedom.
那显然我们看到人能自由，人能得着释放。
So clearly we see that man can gain freedom and be released.
那是因着我们的主在人里面做工。
It's because the work of the Lord done within man.
弟兄姊妹，你能领会这一个。
Or as if you can understand
it. 因为主是那个灵。
Because the Lord is the Spirit.
所以他做工是做在人的灵里头。
So whenever he works within the Spirit of man.
那主又说他的话就是灵。
And the Lord also says his words are the Spirit.
那他的话就是灵是怎么回事呢？
What does it mean by his words is the Spirit?
当然主的话就是灵了，因为主的话是从主出来的嘛。
Of course the words of the Lord is the Spirit because it's from the Lord.
主本身是灵，从他出来的当然也就是灵。
Because the Lord is the Spirit, so whatever comes with it, But from him is the spirit.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
这当神的话进到我们里边去的时候。
When the words of the Lord enter into us.
那也就是主的灵进到我们里边去。
It's the same as the spirit of the Lord entering within us.
不管你是从主的话还是从主的灵来看。
So no matter what you look upon it from the spirit of the Lord.
只要这些进到我们里边去。
Or the word of the Lord, whenever it enters into us. 我们的灵就活了。Our spirit will be enlightened.
我们的灵就苏醒了。
And that our spirit will be revived.
那因此，当我们的灵苏醒的时候
，So when our spirits are revived,
我们就会跟随主的话来活了。
We will follow the words of the Lord and live accordingly.
而这个活出来的结果就是生命了。
And the result of the living is life.
那这个就是新约。
So this is a new
covenant. 我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
神是这样带领我们去活在新约里。
This is how the Lord leads us to live within the new covenant.
而主在我们里面说话。
And the Lord speaks within us.
就把他那些真理的话就成了灵。
And he turned his words of truth into
spirit. 苏醒我们的灵。
Revive our spirit.
叫我们的灵给点醒了。
So that our spirit would be enlightened.
我们也就带出生命来了。
So that we can express life.
那所以我们可以这样说。
So that we can say this.
旧约是外面的要求。
From the old covenant is requirement from without.
新约是里面的催促。
And the New Testament is the prompting from within.
旧约是外面给你要求。
And old covenant is requires you from without.
让你知道什么是对的，什么是不对的。
So that you know what's right and what's wrong.
你就按照这一个指导你去做。
And you work accordingly.
但在新约里面呢
But under the
同样的事情
covenant, the same things,
但是它不是在外面要求的
But it doesn't require you from without,
而是在我们里面催促
But there's a prompting within
那个 根本的原因在哪里呢？
And what's the reason?
是因为主的灵叫我们的灵苏醒了。
It's because the Spirit revived our spirit.
那我们的灵就跟随主的灵。
And our spirit follows the Lord's spirit.
是那一个带领是从里头出来的。
So the leading comes from within.
从我们里边出来就成了一个催促。
And what comes from within is the prompting.
那弟兄姊妹，我常常跟和弟兄姊妹提到。
So a lot of times I mention to brothers and sisters.
啊。你要孝敬父母。
You need to respect your parents.
那旧约是律法。
This is a law from the old covenant.
那是外面逼着你去做的。
It's a requirement from without.
你不做也不行。
You cannot but to obey it.
你不做要给石头打死。
If you don't do it, you'll be stoned to death.
所以你不敢不做。
So you dare not to obey.
但在新约里边呢？
But under the new covenant.
主的话还是那样告诉我们。
The words of the Lord are the same.
但是我们活出这个事实来呢，
But when we live out this fact,
就不是因为外面有力量压迫着我们要去做。
It's not from the pressure without.
而是从我们里面有一个催促我们去做。
But because it's a prompting from within, so causes us to do that.
那个区别就是在这里。
And the difference is.
所以不是在外面的表现。
So it's not the action from without.
而是在那个事情的根源。
But it's the basis of the fact.
旧约是在外面去约束人。
So the old covenant without restrain people from without.
新约是在里面催促人。
And the new covenant prompt us from within.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为这一切都是根据一个事实，就是基督做我们的生命。
Because all this is based on one foundation, is that Christ has become our Lord.
而基督做我们的生命，就成了我们进入神的旨意的那一个根据。
That Christ has become our life is the basis for first entering into God's life.
我们了解到这个新约的事实的时候，
So when we understand the fact of
the New Covenant, 我们读了哥罗西书第三章，
When we read upon Colossians chapter 3,
特别的提醒我们说，
And it mentions specially,
不要思念地上的事，只要思念天上的事。
Do not think about things of the earth, but things about the heaven.
我们就不会去怀疑，怎么可以这样呢？
And then we not doubt how it will be like this.
原来是因为从我们里面有一个这样的催促。
So it's because we have this prompting from within.
有从里面有一个这样的吸引。
We have this drawing, this guiding from within.
你摸到属天的事情，你就喜乐了。
When you touch upon the things of heaven, you have joy.
你摸到属天的事情，你就满足了。
And then when you touch upon the things of heaven, you'll be satisfied.
你碰上那些属地的事情，你就感觉是麻烦了。
But you touch upon the things of this world, you feel annoyed.
甚至是被重担。
And you feel burdened.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
这个是因为里边的生命发生了变化。
Because there's a change in our life within.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
主的生命领着我们去思念天上的事。
The life of the Lord leads us to think about things of heaven.
是为了一个目的。
For one purpose.
要把我们装饰整齐。
So that we be adorned and prepared.
来等候我们的主回来。
To wait upon the coming of our Lord.
那一提到这一方面的时候，
When we mention about things,
我们就留意到那个新天新地和新耶路撒冷。
And we'll think about the new heaven and new earth and the new Jerusalem.
因此，当我们在看到新天新地和新耶路撒冷的时候，
When we see the new heaven and earth and the new Jerusalem,
你能看到一个现象。
You'll see one phenomenon.
那个现象就是完完全全是神自己的荣耀丰富生命的充满了。
Which is the fact that it's filled with God's glory and His life and His abundance.
没有一点不是出于神的。
Everything's from God.
全都是出于神的。
Everything's from God.
装饰整齐就是这个意思。
To be adorned and prepared is
like this. 再没有一样不是神的事物存留在哪里。
There's nothing that's left that is not belong to God.
那弟兄姊妹，这又把我们带到这个新约的那个特点上面去。
So it will bring us back to the characteristics of the new covenant.
弟兄姊妹，你看旧约的日子。
In the days of the old covenant.
以色列人的历史曾经发生过 有两次类似的事实。
There are two incidents in the history of the Israelites.
一次是被迫的，一次是还没有完成的。
One is to be persecuted, one is not completed.
One is compulsory.
One is compulsory.
那是什么？那是什么一件事情呢？
And what does that matter?
就是约柜被掳的时候发生的。
When the ark was carried away, it happened at that time.
约柜被掳的时候就发生一件什么事情呢？
So what happened when the ark was carried away?
本来存放约柜的那个帐幕外面仍然存在，但是里头却是空空洞洞的。
So where the ark, the tabernacle, where the ark was placed, now it's the same without, but within is empty.
我们常常说一个没有约柜的帐幕。
We always mention that a tabernacle without the ark.
这是一件被迫而出来的事情。
This is something that's compulsory. It's forced into the fact.
另外一个是没有完成的。
But the other thing is not completed.
事情好像完全不一样。
The matter seems like it's completely different.
但是原则是一样。
But the principle is the same.
那是什么呢？
And what's the matter?
那是所罗门建造圣殿。
It's when Solomon built the temple.
圣殿整个的建造好了。
The temple was finished.
但是就缺了一样。
But one thing was missing.
约柜还没有搬进去。
The ark was not there.
一个华丽的圣殿里边没有约柜。
The splendid temple, but the ark wasn't there.
一直等到约柜进抬进去了。
Until the day when the ark was carried in there.
神的荣耀就把大大的显出来。
God's glory was manifested.
就是在那一刻的时间以前。
Before that particular time.
That moment.
That moment.
约柜还没有进去。
The ark was not placed there.
圣殿还是圣殿。
The temple is still the temple.
但是就是没有约柜。
But the ark wasn't there.
光景就不一样。
So it's a different thing.
弟兄姊妹，这个是很严肃的一件事情。
My sister, this is a very solemn matter.
那你怎么能叫这个约柜圣殿装饰整齐呢？
How can you prepare the temple?
你外面什么都做好都可以。
Everything can be done without.
只要缺了约柜，那圣殿就不成为。
But as long as the ark is missing, the temple is not the temple.
主给我们看到那个装饰整齐。
So the Lord let us see what it means by adorned and prepared.
一个很明显的事实就是。
A clear fact manifested here is.
完全是充满神的自己。
Is completely filled with God Himself.
然后我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
那所以当我们看见在新约的时候。
So when we see the new covenant,
我们必须按照新约的那个样式来活在神的面前。
So we have to live according to the new covenant to live with before God.
那当我们要按照新约的样式来活在神的面前的时候，或者以新约的法则来活在神的面前的时候，
when we are living according to the principles of the new covenant,
我们常常就碰到一些很具体的啊，心思上的难处。和实际的难处。
We'll come across some difficulties within our hearts.
最常碰到的一些个难处。
Some of the most commonly difficulties that we encounter.
但是当我们要操练活在里面的带领的时候。
That is when we need to, when we want to practice living according to the leading from within.
我们常常发觉，我们以为的那个里面的带领。到头来不是那么一回事。
We'll find that the leading from within that we think is the leading within is not such a thing.
而这个是我们这个很大很大的干扰。
And this is a great disturbance to us.
我明明觉得我里边的那个感觉，我里面的那一个领会是这样啊。
I clearly feel that this is how I feel. What's the leading from within?
等到事情显明出来的时候，不是。
But when the matter was manifested, it turned out to be the other way.
那这究竟是怎么回事？
So what does that mean?
是恩膏的教训不是真的呢？
Is it because it's not the true teaching of the anointing?
是基督的平安不是那么准确的呢？
Is it not the accurate peace of the Lord?
还是什么其他的原因？
Or is it because of other reasons?
哦，弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们 常常会碰到的，尤其是开始来操练怎么学习活在里边。
And brothers and sisters, this is what we will encounter often, especially when you first start learning to live according to the leading from within.
不明白的人就说，嗨，你们这些都是奥秘派的人。
For those who don't understand, they would say that we are the mystics.
说来说去都是那些奥秘的事，都不实际的。
We're talking about things that are mysterious, that is not very true.
但是我们不能不留意。
But we cannot but to pay attention.
这些事情都是圣经里边所提说的。
These are all mentioned in the Bible.
你不明白就不能说它是奥秘。
Even if you don't understand, you cannot say it's mystic.
不明白就要追求明白。
If you don't understand, you need to seek to understand.
不是用奥秘两个字就把它摸掉了。
You cannot just say that it's a mystery, then you just ignore it.
我们感谢神啊。
We thank God.
其实神也很清楚给我们去领会。怎么去分辨灵里边的感觉和不是灵里边的感觉。
In fact, God has clearly shown us how to understand what is the leading of the Spirit or not the leading of the Spirit.
我们常常提到有一个事实。
And we often mention one fact.
就是说我们的主观的愿望时刻会干扰我们对神的寻求。
That is our subjective desire would often interfere from...With the leading of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得我们这些人都是很会思想的。
Francis, you know that we're all good thinkers.
我们都是很会为自己做打算的。
And we all think for ourselves.
筹划一切的。
We like to plan.
所以对任何的事情，我们很早很早就有了我们自己的主意，或者是我们的计划。
So for a lot of things, we plan well ahead.
而这些计划或者这些的倾向啊，也不是什么坏事情。
So all these plannings are not bad.
是在我们的主观的那个要求上面，常常就给我们自己带来一些的干扰。
So what we desire will bring disturbance for ourselves.
那这种干扰是出于我们自己的。
But these are from us.
那就我们对主在我们里面做的发生一些个混乱。
So it will confuse us with what the Lord is doing within us.
因为你很迫切的需要做一件事情。
Because you strongly desire to do one thing.
你整个心思都会摆在那里。
And all your hearts are there.
你摆在那里的时候。
And when your heart is there.
你就觉得什么事情都是朝着那个方向。
And you think that all things work toward that direction.
所以你就说这是神。神的引导。
So you say this is the leading of God.
但弟兄姊妹，许多时候
Brothers and sisters, a lot of times,
我们就是给自己主观的愿望来骗了。
We are deceived by our subjective desire.
而把主观的愿望来代替神的引导。
And we replace God's leading by our own desire.
来代替那个生命的引领。
And take the place of the guidance of the life.
那因此我们在这一方面我们要有一点的体会。
So we need to understand on this aspect.
那我们特别注意到新约里边主的话是这样说。
So we pay attention to what the words in the New Testament said.
我把律法放在他们的心里。
I will put the laws into their heart.
他们不用别人教导他们就认识神。
They do not need others to teach them. They will understand.
引出那个结果就是神做，我要做他们的神，他们是做我的子民。
So the result is, I will be their God. They will be my people.
那这个就是新约的那个目的。
So this is the purpose of the new covenant.
新约那个特点就是说，你们直接就去认识神。
The characteristics of the New Testament is that you will know the Lord directly.
那个结果就是神与人中间再没有间隔。
So there's no hindrance between God and man.
那就是说神与人合一了。
So that's a unification between God and man.
这个就是那个新约里边的那个结局。
And this is the result of the New Testament.
那我们如果具体的用作书信上面的话来看呢？
If you use the words of the letters,
你要是看恩膏的教训这一点，
and then you look at the teaching of the anointing,
你看到那个目的是什么呢？
You see what the purpose is.
要维持人活在主里面。
is to maintain the fact that man will live within God.
这个就是恩膏教训的目的。
This is the purpose of the teaching of the anointing.
如果你要从基督的平安这一方面去注意的话呢？
And if you want to look at it from the angle of the peace of the Lord,
你也看见那个目的在什么地方呢？
And you see what the purpose is.
他说，又要叫基督的平安在你们里面做主。
That let the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
你们原是为此蒙召。
You were called because of, for this purpose.
归为一体。
To be united in one.
弟兄说你看到。
Brother and sister, you see this.
所以基督的平安也好，恩膏的教训也好，他们那个目的都是相同的。
So whether it's the peace of Christ or the teaching of the anointing, the purpose is the same.
是把我们带到主那里，与主更靠近、更亲密的。
It's to lead us so that we are closer with the Lord.
从恩膏的教训那方面来看，
from the aspect of the teaching of the anointing,
你就住在主里面。
You live within the Lord.
从基督的平安做主的这方面来看。
From the ruling of the peace of Christ,
你就给带进身体的里头。
You will be led into the body.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得。
Brothers and sisters, you know.
神能在神的儿女们中间显明基督的身体。
That God can manifest the body of Christ within the saints.
乃是说出神的儿女们，他们把自己的成分减少，而让基督的成分增加，才能带出这样的结果了。
It's when the children of God they can decrease themselves and let the Christ increase.
那所以我们看到那个目，看到这个神带领，不管他神用什么方，用什么的方法来带领的时候。
So no matter what method God chooses to lead us.
那一个结果都是把我们带进神的那一个。永远的旨意里面去。
The purpose is to lead us into the eternal will of God.
那意思就是，当我们有一个感觉来了。
So, brothers, this is whenever there's a feeling.
当我们有一个吸引来了。
An attraction.
你就留意了。
And then you will pay attention.
这一个吸引是把我推到更靠近主呢？
This feeling or this drawing is it to draw us closer to God?
还是叫我和主当中发生间隔呢？
Or does it put a hindrance between God and I?
如果我们是出于那个主观的那个要求的那个感觉。
If this feeling is subjective from our own.
但那个感觉如果不能成为事实。
If this feeling doesn't turn to a fact.
我们就会怀疑神的话的信实。
And we'll doubt the faithfulness of God's words.
如果那个主观的要求能成为事实的话。
But if this requirement, this subjective requirement can become a fact.
你就觉得你不需要主，你也能走生命的路程。
And you feel that even without the Lord, you can walk this path of life.
因为只要你感觉是对了，它就是对了。
Because whenever you feel right, it's right.
弟兄姊妹，你看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
我们经历过来的人，我们就很清楚地了解了。
For those who have experience, we understand this.
如果一个真实是出于神自己的引导，不管他是在基督的生命的平安那里显出来也好，或是从恩膏的教训这里显出来也好。
If a leading is from God, whether it's manifested from the teaching of anointing or the peace of God ruling in your heart.
都是把我们推往主那里去。
It would push us toward God's direction.
不会把我们和主当中的那一个亲密来减少，或者是疏远的。
It will not cause us to walk away from God.
那弟兄姊妹，这样我们就能分辨我们里面的一个感觉，它是对或者是不对。
So this is how we can distinguish whether the feeling inside is right or wrong.
不要以为说那个不是坏事就一定是对。
So don't think that if it's not a bad thing, then it should be correct.
我们晓得我们接受神的管理和引导的时候，不仅是说事情要对。
So we know that when we accept God's guiding, not only the matter has to be correct.
不仅是要注意那个结果要对。
Not only do we need to pay attention to the result should be correct.
也得要注意神的时间也得要对。
So we also have to pay attention, the timing of God has to be correct too.
那因此我们留意到。
So we should pay attention.
如果一个感觉在我们里边出来，那一个结果不是叫我们很安稳的停留在 主面前。
So if there's a feeling arises from within and it causes not to be stable or to be calmly remain in God,
那我们就需要留心了。
Then we need to pay attention to it.
不要那么轻易就说我知道。
Don't say it lightly that I understand now.
恐怕这个时候是一个相当危险的时候。
Or else it can be a very dangerous time.
你一下你就会走错了。
And very quickly, you go on the wrong path.
那这是头一种情况。
And this is the first circumstance.
那是出于人自己的搅扰、干扰。
And this is the disturbance that come from man.
那另外呢？
And on the other hand,
这个是就更常常我们会碰上了。
That's also another thing that we encounter very often.
因为我们愿意接受主的引导的时候。
Because when we're willing to accept the guidance of the Lord,
我们里面做管理，做吸引的时候，
and we accept that the Lord would reign within us,
带出的结果就是我们与主更亲密。
The result would be that we'll be closer to the Lord.
这个事情是撒旦最不喜欢看到的。
And this is something that Satan does not like to see.
说当我们有一个心意，愿意寻求活在主里面的时候。
So when we have a heart to seek and live within God.
把新约的那个实际活出来的时候。
And to live out the fact of the new covenant.
撒旦就来打叉了。
And Satan would come to disturb us.
常常他就来送一些假冒的事情来。
But often he will put something false in us.
那外面看来好像是神在那里做工。
Outwardly, we look at it, it seems like it's God working.
不是神在那里做工。
But in fact, it's not the working of the Lord.
它也是从我们里面来开始。
It also starts from within.
但是这个开始就开始的有点古怪。
But this beginning is very strange.
我们常常说。
We often say.
怎么样去分辨那个从撒旦来的那种打岔呢？
How do we distinguish the disturbance from Satan?
既然是假冒，
so he's fake.
他不会大张旗鼓来说我是撒旦，我要给你唱对台。
So he would not say clearly that I'm Satan, so I want to disturb you.
没有的，他不会这样傻的。
He would not be that silly.
他是假冒。
Because he's fake.
假装着光明的天使。
So he pretend to be the angel of light.
他给你看见什么都好像是神在那里安排，那里管理。
So he causes you to see that everything seemingly to be arranged by God.
催促你做一个事情，或者引领你去寻求一些个事物。
So he will prompt you to do something or to seek after something.
从表面上看来，好像都是神喜悦的。
Outwardly, it looks like all these are pleasing to God.
但事实上，
but in fact,
那个源头不是出于神。
The origin is not from God.
你是这样，我们怎么能分辨呢？
So you say that how can we distinguish?
但感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
神的话给我们看到许多的光景。
God's words let us see the many circumstances.
我们可以把它归纳起来，有几点我们要留心的。
To summarize them, we have a few points that we should be paying attention to.
那撒旦的假冒。
Pretend of Satan.
他总是突然就发生一个意念。
That idea comes suddenly.
这个意念好像闪电一样就进来。
That idea comes like lightning.
但是它却不稳定，不恒久的。
But it's not stable. It doesn't last.
一下就变。
And it will change in an instant.
这一变两变。你就昏头昏脑。
So after a little while, you'll be confused.
这是一种光景。
So this is the first circumstance.
所以弟兄姊妹，当有一些感觉来，是叫我们失去了平静的。
So, brothers and sisters, when some feeling comes and it causes you to lose your
promise,
or when that feeling comes,
它叫我们是很激动的,
and causes us to be all excited,
激动到一个地步你不能控制的,
to a point it's out of control.
但是你又觉得这个激动的理由很充分,
but then you also feel that the reason of this excitement is very reasonable.
不管理由怎么充分,
but no matter how reasonable it is,
神的灵在我们里面做工都是非常平静安稳的。
The work of the Spirit of God within us is very calm and very stable.
神从来不激动人的心。
God does not excite us.
神的灵在人里面做工是很细嫩很细嫩的那个感觉。
When the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord work within us is very gentle.
它是非常平稳。但是很久的。
It's very stable and it lasts.
它不会一下子来，一下子就没有。
It would not come and go very quickly.
那他的带领今天来。
So his leading comes today.
你接受了，他就显明的更清楚一点。
When you accept it, it will manifest itself more clearly.
你不接受的话，那一个感动还是留在哪里？
If you don't accept it, the feeling is still remains.
你晚上睡了一觉，明天早晨起来还是那个感觉。
After you sleep and you wake up, the feeling is still there.
你明天还不行，后天睡醒过来的时候，它还是那个感动。
After a few days of feeling, the prompting is still there.
一直那个感动是在那里催促，给你一个催促。
And the prompting continues to be there.
当然我说的很久并不是说永远不停止。
So when I said that it lasts, I do not mean that it will last forever.
如果我们不接受的话那它就停止的。
If we don't accept it, it will end.
但是我们感谢神的。
But we thank God.
如果我们灵里面是苏醒的。
If our spirits awaken.
那里面来一个感动。
When there's a prompting with
it, 这个感动不会一下子就过去。
It will not disappear right away.
它会持续一段很长的时间停留在我们里头。
It will last for a long while in our hearts.
如果你跟上这个感觉，
If you follow this feeling,
这个感觉就越来越清楚，越来越强烈。
This feeling will become more clearly and stronger.
如果你不跟上这个感觉，
If you don't follow it,
它还是停留在那里。
It will stay.
一直等到你说我就是不要
until the time they say I decide not to accept it
它就停下来
and it will stop
那弟兄姊妹我们留意的
brothers and sisters we take notes
你怎么去分辨那个感觉的源头呢
how do you distinguish the origins of the feeling
这两个是非常明显给我们一点保护的
these two points are very obvious are clear to protect us and of course
从结果上面就跟那个自己的干扰是同一样。
The result is the same compared to when we have disturbance
coming from ourselves. 如果你接受那个从仇敌来的那个感觉，那个结果当然是不如意。
Of course, when you accept the feeling coming from the enemy, the results would not be good. 那个结果就叫你怀疑神。The results would lead you to doubt God.
丢失了你就看到了。
And this is then you'll see.
任何在我们里面引发一个怀疑的
，anything that comes within us that causes us to doubt，
那些都不是出于神
，it's not from God。
我们感谢主
，we thank our Lord。
那因此弟兄姊妹，我们就归纳起来，在这一方面要留意的。
So this is how we summarize it, so we should take note of it。
所有属灵的那一些感动
，all the spiritual。Prompting.
如果是出于神的
If it is from God
不管你是从恩高的教训这一面来看也好从基督的平安做主这一方面来看也好
No matter you look at it from the angle of the teaching of the anointing or the peace of Christ
它是绝对绝对与神的话语完全符合的
It will be the it would
suitable
it would be suitable with the words of the Lord.
不会和神的话语有冲突的。
It would not be contradictory to the words of the Lord.
这是非常明显的一件事。
And it's a very clear fact.
弟兄姊妹，你读约翰福音第二章，约翰二书第二章的时候。
When brothers sisters read 2 John chapter
2, 你会很清楚地看见。
And you see clearly.
那个恩膏的教训是根据你们所听过的道。
So the teaching of the anointing is from what you have heard, the words before.
那是在第二章第二十四节那里开始。
And this is from chapter 2, verse 24.
论到你们从前所听过的道。
Which you have heard from the beginning.
就引出那个恩膏的教训。
That you would have the teaching of the anointing.
是很清楚，弟兄姊妹，看到恩膏的教训不是在那里胡思乱想，想一个题目出来，想一种感觉出来，你是不可能的。
So the teaching of the anointing is not something you made up.
因为恩膏的教训是一定把我们带回神的话里边去的。
Because the teaching of the anointing will always lead us back to the words of God.
你从基督的平安做主这方面来看，也更是一样了。
And also the ruling of the peace of Christ is the same.
你留意那一段的话
，If you pay attention to that paragraph,
你们是为此被造归为一体。
That you are called according to this.
然后这底下呢
？And what's
below? 接上去呢，是一直把你带进敬拜赞美神去的。
So it will lead you to worship and praise God.
你活在那个基督的平安里，你就给带到一个属灵的高潮里头去的。
If you live under the peace of Christ, you will be brought to the climax.
这属灵的高潮就是和神的话语是调在一起的。
And the spiritual climax is the same. It goes well with God.
这是一个非常非常重要的的领会。
And this is a very important understanding.
那么除了这一个事情常常在我们寻求要按照新约的那个原则来活的时候 来活的时候发生的难处。
So besides this, that when this difficulty that arises when we try to live according to the requirement of a new covenant.
还有一个常常给我们造成难处的。
That's also another thing that causes difficulties.
那就是当我们一领会的新约既然是从里面开始
So as soon as we understand that new covenant starts from within
圣灵的光照也给我们看见我们这些人常常会为自己制造一些律法
So the enlightening of the spirit causes us to see that we will create laws for ourselves
叫我们不是活在那个新约的法则里而是活在旧约的法则里
So we no longer live under the new covenant but under the old covenant
那我们常常说
And we say often
你要常常祷告
You need to pray often
那这个是主自己的吩咐
And this is a command of our Lord
但是主只是给我们一个原则的看见
But the Lord only lets us see the principle.
主却没有给我们一个具体的安排。
But the Lord didn't put in a practical way for us.
但是我们呢
？But for us.
也许别人给我们这个影响。
Sometimes it could be because of the effect of other people.
也许我们想效法一些老练的弟兄姊妹们。
Or maybe we want to copy those experienced brothers and sisters.
甚至是我们自己想出一些个规则来。
Or even we make up some rules for ourselves.
我要定规我一天里边要祷告三个小时。
So I have to pray 3 hours a day.
如果一天不祷告三个小时，那我就亏欠主。
If I don't pray for 3 hours a day, that I'll fall short of God.
但弟兄姊妹，你没有看见主给我们有这样具体的安排。
But brothers and sisters, you do not see that God has arranged this for us.
主的话只是提醒我们要常常祷告。
The word of the Lord only reminds us to pray often.
主的话语是提醒我们要不住的祷告。
And then the words of the Lord says that we should pray always.
告诉我们说你一天必须要祷告三个小时。
But it tells us that we need to pray 3 hours a day.
但是我们常常会给自己定下一些这个律法。
But a lot of times we will make laws for ourselves.
你那一天能祷告三个小时，当然你很开心。
So on the days that you can pray for 3 hours a day, you'll be happy.
但是你祷告不到三个小时呢？
But if you can't pray for 3 hours,
你翻过来就控告自己。
And then you will accuse yourself.
哎呀，糟糕了，今天亏钱主啊。
And I'll say that, oh, I've fall short of God today.
好吧，明天补还。
And tomorrow I'll make it up.
那明天呢？
And for tomorrow,
不见得你一定还能也能有三个小时。
You may not have 3 hours.
那你又控告自己。
So you accuse yourself again.
哎呀，后天再补。
And then I'll make it up another day.
几天下来。
And after a few days,
你补无何可补。
You cannot make it up anymore.
因为你欠了神24小时的祷告。
Because you have fall short of God for 24 hours.
弟兄说你看到吗？
My sister, do you see?
这是什么？
What is this?
这是律法。
This is a law.
你常常祷告是对的。
If you pray always, it's good.
但是你把祷告做成一个律法，就不是在新约里边活了。
But if you turn prayers into a law that is not under the new covenant,
读经也是一样。
It's the same thing for reading, studying the Bible.
各样属灵追求的都是一样。
All the pursuit, spiritual pursuits is the same.
都是我们该做的事情。
It's all that we should do.
但是神却没有给我们一个具体的安排在那里说你非要这样才叫做满足。
But God did not say that you have to do this in order to be right.
你说既然不是这样。
And you say that if it is not the
case. 那我们在新约里面就可以做个懒惰人了。
So under the new covenant, we can be lazy.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Right, sisters?
你记得。
You should remember.
主在我们里面会说话的。
The Lord will speak within us.
你会知道的。
And you will know.
你是亏欠主还是不是亏欠主
whether,
你自己知道的
whether you have fall short of God or not you should know
因为这个是新约嘛
because this is the new covenant
主自己说嘛个人不用教导自己的邻舍说你要认识神
the Lord says that you should not nobody needs to be taught by the neighbors but you should know the Lord yourself
因为他们自己就必认识我
because all the people should know him
你看到腓立比书三章
in the Philippians chapter 3
在上面一直说到说到要得着基督
It says that you need to gain Christ
然后底下他就说了
And then it says
你们当中若是完全人
If there's anyone who's perfect
你们必定是这样
You should do this
你们如果不是这样的话
If you're not like this
主也会叫你知道
The Lord will let you know
就是这个就是新约
And this is the New Testament
虽然神没有给我们一个具体的安排
Even though the Lord has not given us any practical arrangement
但是他给我们一个明显的原则
He gives us a very clear principle
你按照那个原则去活
If you live according to the principle
活多活少是根据你里面的带领
And you will be living according to your light guidance within
不是这根据我们自己的定位
It's not according to our own
如果我们是自己定规出来的那就成了律法
If it's what decided by us it will become law
你说别人是这样那我就学着他嘛
You said that other people do this I should learn from them
别人是别人你是你
But others are others and you are you
别人做什么他是向着主
Whatever others do they do it for the Lord
你要做什么你也要学着向着主
Whatever you do you should learn to do it for the Lord
不是因为别人这样做你就要跟着这样做
It's not because others do that then you should follow
这个叫做模仿
This is to mimic.
这圣经里面没有叫我们去模仿。
The Bible does not teach us to mimic others.
它意思是叫我们看着主而活。
The Bible tells us to look upon the Lord to live.
你留意保罗提醒神的儿女们。
And Paul reminds the children of God.
你们应该效法我。
You should learn from me.
那效法了。
So we should learn.
但是不是效法我。
But it's not learn from me.
是向我效法基督。
It's just as I learn from God, from
Christ. 还是把我们带到主那里。
So again, it brings it back to the Lord.
主要我们走到哪一步。
So whatever the Lord leads us to,
我们就跟到哪一步。
And we should
主没有把我们领到那一步。
If the Lord hasn't led us to a
certain place, 我们也不要勉强跨到那一步。
Then we should not go.
你勉强跨过去的话，你就摔倒了。
If you go forcefully, that you would fall.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主是按照我们的实际的情形，一步一步领着我们的。
So the Lord leads us according to our true circumstance.
这个是新约。
This is a new covenant.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那这是一个很明显、很明显的一件事情。
And this is very clear.
我们不是活在律法的原则里。
We do not live according to the principle of the laws.
我不是说不是活在律法的字句里。
I'm not saying that we do not live according to the words of the law.
我是说不是活在律法的原则里。
And I'm saying that we do not live under the principle of the law.
许多的事情，律法的字句并没有那样的要求。
For a lot of things, the words of the law did not have that such requirements.
但是律法的原则可以要求我们许多。
But the principle of the laws can require a lot.
但是我们要留心。
But we need to take note.
我们不是活在律法的原则里。
We're not living under the requirement, the principle of the law.
我们是活在生命的约束里。
But we live within the restraint of the life.
这又是一件。
And this is another matter.
还有。
Also one more thing.
那就是既然是活在生命的约束里。
So we're living according to the constraint of the life.
那有弟兄就来问了。
So some brothers would ask.
但是我们常常邀请一些弟兄姊妹们，参与传福音。
So a lot of times we invite some brothers and sisters to participate in
spreading
the gospel. 他们的回答说
我没有这个负担。
And they will reply that they don't have such burden.
因为我要根据里面来活嘛。
Because we need to live according to what's within.
我里面实在没有这个负担嘛。
And there's no burden within.
如果我要答应你的话，那我就是活在律法里。
If I accept your invitation, then I'm living under the law.
这个话对不对呢？
So is it correct?
弟兄姊妹好像对呀。
But it seemingly is correct.
但事实上很不对。
But it's actually it's not correct.
弟兄姊妹，我们又要有一个这样的去认识。
And we should understand this, brothers and sisters.
那就是律法跟命令的区别。
And so the difference between the law and the command.
什么是说律法？
What is the law?
什么是命令？
What is a command?
命令跟律法是不是相同呢？
Are they the same?
都是要求人接受。
They both require men to accept.
但是命令和律法是不是就可以说是完全一样吗？
But is the law exactly the same as the command?
哦，弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这是我们该要分辨的，又一样。
There's another thing we need to distinguish.
我们可以先这样说。
We can say this first.
神并没有给我们很多的命令。
The Lord hasn't given us a lot of commands.
但是对于命令，我们只能接受。
But for the commands, we can only accept them.
但对于律法呢？
But for the laws,
你可以接受，你也可以不接受。
You can accept or not accept it.
那我首先把这个区别的那个根本那个点来点出来。
Let me first point out the difference.
什么是命令呢？
What is a command?
命令乃是出于一权柄。
Command comes from authority.
只有有权柄的人才能发命令。
Only those who have authority can give command.
既然是有权柄，那因此，那面对的那一个是接受权柄的问题。
So if they have authority, that what we're facing is to accept authority.
所以命令是接受权柄的问题。
So to accept a command is to accept authority.
你们要传福音，这个是命令。
That you need to spread the gospel is a command.
你们要常常纪念主，这个是命令。
You need to remember the Lord always is a command.
不可停止聚会，这是命令。
Should not cease fellowshipping is a command.
信主的人要受浸，这个是命令。
Those who believe should be baptized is a command.
那既然是命令的话，
so because these are commands,
那这个是没有选择的余地。
That you cannot choose.
你必须要接受。
You have to accept it.
因为这个是根据一个权柄那里出来的要求。
Because it comes from the requirement of authority.
那既然是从一个权柄出来的要求，
so because it's a requirement from an authority.
那服在权柄底下的人就只能接受。
Those who are under the authority can only accept it.
我没有特别说到神的权柄。
I did not pinpoint as God's authority.
我只是一说到一般的权柄。
I'm only saying in general.
你说在军队里边，长官下的命令，下属就只能听从，你没有选择的余地。
So it's just like in an army, the high officials, the commands have to be accepted.
你在一个机构里面工作，你的上级就安排吩咐下来的，你就必须接受去做好。
So in a company, what's commanded by the superiors, you have to accept and do it.
因为这个是从权柄出来的。
Because it comes from an authority.
那如果我们说到神的权柄。
When we talk about God's authority.
那是这个是绝对的权柄。
This is an absolute authority.
没有什么话可以说的。
You cannot say any words.
但是律法呢？
But for the laws.
律法是公众承认的一个生活上的规范。
So this is some constraint accepted by people in general.
那既然是这样的一种生活的规范
，because this is some restraint of in life.
你接受
，when you accept it,
那你就做了对的事。
Then you will be doing something that's correct.
你不接受
，if you don't accept it,
那你就要接受一个惩治了。
And you have to accept a punishment.
因为这是公众认可的。那个生活的指导
，because this is something
或者生活的规范
，because this is some constraint or restraint in life accepted by people in general。
那因此我们要了解
，so we should understand。
传福音
，to spread the gospel
是我们无可推诿的一个责任。
That is a responsibility that we cannot not accept.
至于传承什么？在什么时候传怎么传这个是另外一件事。
But when and how to preach the gospel is another matter.
但是作为传福音的这个事实来说没有一个人可以推诿说我没有负担。
So, but for the matter of spreading the gospel, nobody can say that I don't have the burden.
如果真实信主的人他要受浸了你说我没有负担受浸
so for,
我没有带领受浸
For those who truly accept the Lord, you cannot say that I do not have the burden or the leading to be baptized.
这个就不是带领或者不没有带领的问题
So this is not a question of whether you have the leading.
薄饼纪念主也是如此
And to break the bread to remember the Lord.
你里面就觉得你有这个催促
Within you, you have this prompting.
不是说你喜欢或者不喜欢
It's not a matter whether you like it or not.
你喜欢里边有催促
Whether you like it, you have the prompting.
你不喜欢里面也告诉你说你该这样。
Or if you don't like it, you have the prompting inside.
那是另外一件事。
It's another matter whether you like it or not.
但是你里面有这个带领，这个很清楚的。
But it's very clear that you have the leading inside.
那我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那因此现在我们就来要留意了。
So now we should pay attention.
律法跟命令的那个。性质上的分别在哪里呢
the difference in nature between the laws and the commands
命令是关乎见证与工作的
For the commands it's about the work
所以那个留意的那个点是顺服
So what we should pay attention is to be submissive
那律法呢律法是那个生活的指导
And for the law
This is the guidance of life. 是在遵行。
And the focus is to follow.
遵行是在外面的表现。
To follow is the manifestation outward.
顺服是你里面的接受。
And to be submissive is to you accept it within you.
当我们细细去留意的时候，你会留意到是不一样的。
So when we pay attention to it, we'll know that it's different.
你要是活在新约里，一切都是从里面开始。
If you live under the new covenant, everything starts from within.
你要是活在律法的原则里，那一切都是从外面来决定。
If you live under the principles of the law, everything comes from without.
我们实在感谢神。
We thank our God.
那么，我还再提一些事情。
And I'll mention something else.
那是我们常常要活在新约。的那个原则里边的时候遇到的一些困扰。
So there are some difficulties we encounter when we want to live under the new covenant.
那旧约是外面要求人。
The old covenant is requirement
from without. 说你很容易从外面看到一些的要求摆在那。
So you can see very easily some requirements from without.
新约是在你里面接受带领。
And the new covenant is.
所以外面不一定有任何的。那个明显的那个要求在哪里
？Is to accept the leading from within, so you may not see the outward leading.
那这样就引出一个很 实际的问题来。
And it will lead to a very practical question.
是什么呢？
And what's the question?
那究竟我们是根据眼见而活，还是根据信心而活？
So whether we live by what's seen or we live by our faith.
嗯，那所以如果我们活在新约的里边的话，那我们是活在信心里。
If we live by if we live under the New Testament, then we live by, with by faith.
我们不是活在眼见。
We not live by what's seen.
眼见是一定要讲理由的。
If you live by what's seen, then you have to argue and reason.
信心就不一定讲理由的。
But for faith, you do not have a reason.
那我不是说不讲理由。
I'm not saying that you're being unreasonable.
我是说不一定讲理由。
I'm saying that you do not have to have a reason.
为什么呢？
And why is that?
因为有些时候那个理由你还领会不过来。
Because sometimes you cannot understand that reason.
不是没有理由，有。
It's not that we don't have a reason.
但是你领会不过来。
But you don't understand it.
但是你主又给你知道，这是他要做成的。
And the Lord caused you to see that this is what He wants to do.
所以你就用信心跟上去。
So you will accept it by faith.
但眼见的原则就不是这样。
But the principle of what's seen.
眼见的原则就是一定理由要很清楚。
It's that you have to have a strong reason.
这是旧约，是旧是。旧约律法的原则。
This is the principle of the old covenant.
人家可以问。
And man can ask.
你这样是根据律法的哪一条？
What law, which laws are you basing this on?
但是你活在新约的里面。
But when you're living under the new covenant.
那个律法是在你里头。
The law is within you.
它不是一条一条的。
It's not each and every law. It's a life.
所以有些时候我们是懂，有些时候我们不一定懂。
So sometimes we understand and sometimes we don't.
但是早晚主会叫我们懂。
But sooner or later the Lord will cause us to understand.
他不会叫我们永远是做糊涂人。
He would not let us to be confused.
但是他会常常是领着我们在信心里面先走过去。
But a lot of times he will lead us to walk by faith.
走过去了以后你回过头一看啊，你领会。神的引导是这样。
So after you walk by faith and you turn back, you understand this is the leading of God.
那很多人常常会记得，四世纪里头的那一个，基甸。
So a lot of us will remember Gideon.
他那次去跟米甸人打仗的时候。
When he was fighting with the enemy.
他明明知道神的引导，神跟他说话，他也很清楚的晓得。
He understood clearly the leading of the Lord.
但是因为他没有信心。
But because he did not have faith.
他要根据眼见来定规要不要接受。
He wants to accept it whether based on what he can see.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到他用羊毛来跟神，办交涉嘛。
So he was using the fur.To exchange to trade with God.
To make a deal with God.
So tonight the fleece should be dry.
今天晚上羊毛要湿的。
And tonight the fleece should be wet.
这样我就知道了。
And then I will know.
那弟兄姊妹，这在旧约里面可行的。
And this is doable in the Old Testament.
因为这个是神在旧约里边的那个带领。
But because this is the leading of God under the Old Testament.
律法是这样。
This is how the laws are.
不领土民的那个原则也是这样。
The principle of the Urim and Thummim.
所以基甸那个时候这样做一点难处都没有的。
So there was no difficulty for Gideon to do
something. 神也没有说你这样笨。
And God did not say that you're so stupid.
但是在新约里面这样做就不大准确了。
But then under the New Testament, that's not correct.
从前有一个弟兄很里面觉得主要把一个姊妹给他做配偶。
And there was a brother who thought that God has given him a sister to be his spouse.
他也很喜欢那个姊妹。
And he likes the sister a lot.
但是他有面，他不敢接过来。
But he dared not to accept it.
他就不知道神是不是这样。
And he wasn't clear whether this is God's will.
他就想起基甸来了。
So he remembered Gideon.
他就跟神说。
And he said to the Lord.
神啊，如果你真是要把那个姊妹带到我这边来跟我，做 配偶。
And he said to God, God, if you truly want this sister to be my spouse.
这个主日你让我在礼拜堂碰到她。
So you let me see her this Sunday at church.
他心里想。
So that's what he thought in his heart.
这是一定的嘛，我去聚会，他去聚会。
So he thought, for sure, I'll go to the fellowship and she'll go to the fellowship.
他就说神如果是这样的话，那我就知道你是这样安排。
So he thought to himself, if this is what God's arrangement will happen like that.
哪里晓得那个主人偏偏那个姊妹就没有来。
But that particular Sunday, the sister didn't show up.
你说糟糕不糟糕？
And isn't that bad?
那个弟兄心里面实在好像是好，很不是滋味。
So the brother felt really bad inside.
但是那个结果呢？
But the result is.
他们两个人终究成了夫妻。
They become husband and wife.
那你说那一次他没有来聚会，究竟算是什么？
So you say that the sister didn't show up in the meeting. So what does that mean?
什么都不是。
It means nothing.
因为我们是活在新约的里边。
Because we're living under the new covenant.
我们不是活在这些眼见的那个事物的里头。
We're not living according to what's seen.
主在里面的那个带领是重要的。
The guidance within us from the Lord is very important.
外面的那一些事情来做印证是非常其次又其次的。
And what's from without, it's something minor.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们在那个新约的里头去学习生活的时候
，When we learn about how to live according to the New Testament，
也许还会碰到其他的一些我们没有交通到的一些的困扰。
We might encounter other difficulties that are not mentioned today.
但是平常神的儿女们经常会碰到的，都是在这几方面。
But what's usually encountered by the children of God is like all these things here.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
因为他总会让我们在学习活在他面前的这一个事上面，一定会给带到合他心意的地步。
That he would lead us to a point that satisfies our heart in terms of how we learn to live before him.
在我们开始学习按照新约的原则来活的时候
，When we begin to learn how to live under the new covenant，
肯定我们会有好多次的失败。
For sure, we have a lot of failures。
肯定有好多次的不准确。
And for sure, there are a lot of times we are inaccurate。
但弟兄姊妹，不要因为一些不准确而灰心。
But brothers and sisters, do not lose heart because of this inaccuracy。
我们要从那个不准确里头去留意。为什么我这次又错了？
But we should learn from these inaccuracies that why do we fail this time?
为什么我这一次又跑到主的外头去了？
And why do we go outside of the Lord this time?
或者是跑到主的前面去了？
Or we walk ahead of the Lord?
或者是跟不上主的引领了？
Or we cannot follow the guidance of the Lord?
那弟兄姊妹，这一点都不稀奇，因为我们原来就是活在眼界里边的人，活在旧约里边的人。
Francis, these are no surprises because we are the people who would live according to what's seen.
要叫我们从这个根深蒂固的那个习惯里头转到生命的那个操练里面去。
In order for us to turn away from these old habits and to live according to the life.
那是很生疏的，很生硬的。
And this is very strange to us.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
经历过一些不准确而发觉我们的难处在哪里
After we experience some inaccuracy and find out what the difficulties are
慢慢我们就会老练过来
Slowly we'll become experienced
慢慢我们就会少犯一点的不准确
And slowly we will make less mistakes
这样我们那个生命就慢慢慢慢的长大
So our life will slowly grow
弟兄姊妹们我们要记得
Francis, we should remember
神把我们放在新约里
that God has placed us under the new covenant
乃是不允许我们再像旧约那样子走到主的外边
so that he doesn't allow us to walk outside of him
他要借着新约的那一个生命的法则来把我们造就到一个地步
so he'll use the principle of life under the new testament to mold us into a point.
就我们学习到终极的时候，就不再是一个跟随自己而活的人。
So at the end, we will learn not to live according to ourselves.
而是熟练随从圣灵、体贴圣灵而行走的人。
And we'll become experienced in following the Spirit.
这样我们生命就长成了。
Then our lives will be grown.
就给带到与主合一的那个光景。
And then we'll be led to be united with the Lord.
这样装饰整齐就有了依据。
And then we'll have the basis to be adorned and prepared.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
当我们看到耶利米把我们带到那个新约的这一个亮光的底下的时候。
So we see that Jeremiah has led us into the light of the New Covenant.
我就觉得倒是一个很好的机会把让我们来把新约有一个很明确的去认定。
So I feel that this is a good opportunity that we can try to understand the New Testament.
叫我们可以去学习活在新约的里面。
So we can learn to live under the New Covenant.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
我想今天晚上我们就停在这里。
That we will stop here tonight.
下礼拜二我们就再接上耶利米书。
So next week we'll continue with the book of Jeremiah.
我们下次回来的时候应该是从三十36章接上去。
Next time when we come back, we'll start from chapter 36.
今天晚上是岔出去的。
So tonight we spoke of something else.